Exclusive. Herschel Walker, if Raphael Warnock can't hold the oath that he gave to our Heavenly Father, do you think he's going to hold the oath he has given to you? By Robert Krajicek on October 20, 2022. Herschel Walker, the Republican nominee running to represent Georgia in the U.S. Senate, asked host Alex Marlowe on Wednesday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily podcast how Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, can uphold his constitutional oath of office if he is unable to uphold his oath to God. Marlowe invited Walker's remarks on reports of Warnock's church's attempts to evict tenants in 2021 as the senator collected a $174,000 U.S. Senate salary, a $120,000 pastoral salary, and an additional $7,417 monthly housing allowance from the church. Walker replied, "If he can't hold to the oath that he gave to our Heavenly Father, do you think he's going to hold the oath he has given to you?" He described Warnock as a hypocrite. Walker added, "He's a minister. He's a preacher. He throws Bible verses out there all the time, but I asked him to read the whole Bible. It talks about redemption. It talks about compassion, yet you're getting wealthy as you're throwing people out of a building. You're filing an eviction notice for like $30, less than $30, and putting them out in the cold." Walker contrasted the rule of law against left-wing and partisan Democrat support for race-based laws, jurisprudence, and policies. "I want every American to be treated fair, and if a law is only good for one, it's good for no one," he held. "The law has got to be applied to everyone, and not just one person." He noted Warnock's focus on racial politics and support for legal and institutional racial discrimination. He stated, "If Warnock was a leader, what he tried to do is bring equality, which in a church, he preaches, the message of Dr. King. Dr. King said it's not the color of your skin, but the content of your character, and all Warnock talks about is the color of his skin. So my thing is to bring equality," he continued, "to bring the same education to a black kid, white kid, brown kid, all kids, bring them the same education, but Warnock won't talk about that. I want every kid to be educated the same through anything, no matter about their zip code, but that's not what he wants." Walker continued, "I want everyone to have the equality to have the greatest life they can have, the best job they can have, the best insurance they can get. We need a competitive market for everyone, but that's not what Warnock wants, and let me tell you, if you give it to one, you've got to give it to all." Walker concluded by framing his rejection of left-wing and Democrat racial agitation within a biblical worldview. It says in Warnock's Bible, I hope he's reading his Bible because sometimes he just quotes parts of it. It says in his Bible that a house divided cannot stand. So that's what I talk about, is bringing the house together. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.